All right, I'll be honest. Okay. So I just watched the movie that just came out with Eddie Murphy and Jonah Hill, You People on Netflix. I literally got Netflix just for this movie. There's a couple other stuff I probably want to watch too while I'm there. But the point is, I want to talk about basically the whole premise of the movie, right? Black Americans versus white Americans, right? Or I guess to say Jews specifically. But it really was just about like basically the white and black thing, right? And I find it interesting because the argument that was made, one of the arguments that was made when there was having a whole debate, the families was having a debate. Spoilers, by the way, if you don't want spoilers, don't listen if you don't want any spoilers. But basically, one of the arguments that was made as a Jew, she was saying like, oh, but we, you know, we went through similar things as you. And it was like, well, you went through it, sure, but like, that was a longer time ago than for us. Like, literally, for me, my grandmother, right, was born during it in the 50s, right? And then their parents were literally dead smack into it, right? Like, one of the things that they had to deal with was slavery. Her parents, right? And then their parents. So, like, it's one of those things, right? And it's like, it's more recent for us. And I find it interesting because having this conversation is interesting between white and black people, or like white Americans and black Americans, because white Americans now, right, the millennials and younger, they are kind of like, they don't really, they're reaping the benefits of what their ancestors have built, right? They are living in a society in the system that their ancestors built. They are reaping the benefits of that, right? And I find that interesting because it's not that they're aware of it, right? They're not fully aware of it, right? And it's not something you just be fully aware of if you've grown up in it, right? You won't know this until somebody from outside that influence tells you, like black people, right? For example. And then us black people, it's like two sides of the same coin, where Jews and black Americans, right? And in a way, because it's like Jews and black Americans have been through the same thing, slavery and being basically like lynched, trying to get lynched out of existence basically from another, right? And it's like, well, the Jewish people, they weren't in America when it happened. They were in Germany and other places, right? And they came to America for opportunity, and they got that opportunity, and they took opportunities, and now here they are in higher positions. Most Jewish people are in higher positions in a lot of places. It is what it is, right? Because they took opportunities. They were willing to do that, right? So, and then black people, right, black Americans, we are on the other side of the coin, where we were brought here to America not by will. We did not come here on our own. We all know this, right? So basically, we were from the jump already, we already had our legs chopped off from the jump, right? So, and being in, it sucks because if the slavery stuff didn't happen in America, and it wasn't with black people, and we were still in Africa or whatever, it would be very different, obviously, right? But I don't think, I'm just realizing it slowly, right? It's like, if there's the Africans now that come here, right? and they, from the outside perspective, they see what's going on in America and stuff like that. And a lot of, like, Africans, right, Native Africans, they take advantage. They see the opportunity and they take advantage immediately, right? A lot of Black Africans that come to America, they're not dumb. They know what the fuck they're doing. They're making money, right? And they gonna keep making money, right? Because they know what the fuck to do. But because we were, the country was built on our backs as Black Americans, we don't see that. Because we can't, it's hard for us to see outside of what we were forced to live in, right? For generations, right? So it's interesting, right? You can't see outside of your own bubble if you're still in the bubble, right? So it's just interesting to just be aware of that. To just be aware of that fact of, like, we are in such a disadvantage from everyone else around us, like, systematically, right? From everyone else around us. It is crazy to me, right? And it's not just America, it's all over the world, you know? Like, gee, darker skinned people like this. And you know, one thing that I'm actually very, very positive and very happy about is the fact that, at least in America, there's more and more mixed race kids being born all the time. That makes me happy. You know why it makes me happy? Is because when everybody has the same skin tone or similar skin tone, you can't be racist. You can't be racist if you have a similar skin tone to somebody else that you see on the side of the street. You know what I mean? So there's no, so eventually, but when enough people start, if enough people have mixed race kids, there's going to be a point in America's future where everybody in America is just going to be light brown skinned, right? Or at least, like, somewhere in that range, right? There's not gonna be many dark skinned people. There's not gonna be many, like, white porcelain skinned people. You know what I mean? And I find that very interesting. And it makes me happy because it's like, well, we ain't gotta deal with racism no more because you can't be racist to the person that looks just like you, skin color wise. You're gonna have to be you. We're gonna have to be forced to judge people by their character immediately, by their character, and not by what they look like, because you look just like me, right? I can't judge you based on your race or your color, right? And even if we are in different situations, even if I did grow up in a better situation than you, it's not gonna be because of your race, and it's not gonna be that, because that's all changed. We're all the same, right? So now it's just gonna be now we gotta deal with classism, and it's already classism now, but it's covered by this blanket of racism, right? And it's not, and I don't think America really is about racism per se, or, like, America is, like, the biggest problem isn't fully quote-unquote racism. The biggest problem is classism and how classism is being used against people in the lower class, right? And the people in lower class tend to be more darker skinned people. So it makes sense that your brain's going to make that correlation and say they hate Black people or they hate darker skinned people. It makes sense. And in a way, a lot of them are, right? And it's interesting, right? And it's just an interesting observation that I've seen. And I'm curious to see what happens in 200, 300 years in America, if America is still around, you know? Isn't that crazy? It's 2023, in 200 years, it will be 2223. Isn't that crazy? That's crazy to me. That's wild. In 200 years, it'll be 2223. Or 2323. Whoa! That year is going to be nuts. I'm making this in 2023. If the internet is still around and all my podcast stuff is still around, hey, I mean, what's my family looking like? You know what I mean? What, did I finally find a girlfriend? Did I find a wife? Do I got kids? Or what's going on? You know what I mean? Like, I'll be dead by then. But, like, I'm just curious to see how, you know, if somebody finds this, you know, and my kids didn't find, my kids or my, what is it, my descendants didn't find this, hey, show it to them. Show it to him. I'm a futurist genius, okay? I'm that nigga, okay? Anyway, but I don't know. That's just me talking dumb shit. But basically, like, that's all I'm saying. Like, really, like, this is just that one of those things where, like, man, like, you know, like, this is crazy. That movie, really, you people, it's such a good movie. You need to go watch it. Okay, go watch it. It's so good. And it's funny. It's genuinely funny. I love that it's funny. You know, I love that. And there's a lot of hard to watch things in the movie because it's just real. It's just real shit, right? It's just a real movie. It's real. You know, that movie feels like something that would actually happen in real life. And I think it probably has happened multiple times, more than we know, right? Where, like, the end of the movie didn't happen, right? But, like, the part before it where they kind of, like, split apart, like, I feel like that's probably a thing that has happened a lot, right? I can see that happening. And it's interesting. I say that a lot, but you get the point, okay? I'm 23 right now. Almost 24 in 2 months. I just realized it's 2023, man. I'm telling y'all, man, 23 is my lucky number, bro. I've always had such a, like, a good relationship with the number 23. I don't know what it means fully. I just know I do, you know. Maybe it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. Maybe because I feel like I do have a good relationship with the number 23, that now, because I believe that wholeheartedly, that every time the number 23 comes up, it tends to go in my favor, on a big scale, not small scale, but like big scale, right? Like years and days and stuff like that. But that's just me though. Honestly, I don't know if it's true or not, but I do believe in a number 23. I like numerology. It's cool. So go watch that movie, man. It's really good. But yeah, you know, the future of America is very concerning, but also very, I'm also kind of excited to see what happens, you know? I'm excited to see how humans in America decide to go about things, you know? Because, like recently there was this thing with, Tyree or something. He died because of police brutality. Like, literally, I just saw it today, and he died. I'm like, what the f-? Rest in peace, bro. Like, that's fucked up, bro. Like, this won't happen once everybody looks the same. You know what I mean? Like, if it does happen, it's because they're classist and they just hate people of lower class, and that's fucked up. But that's, you know, like, that's, you know what I mean? Like, it's not because of some... Well, I don't know. I was going to say it's not because of something they can't control, but your class, and if you're born into a certain class, you can't really control that. It's not your fault, but... basically, it's still fucked up either way. It's just, you know, it'll be a different reason why it would happen. You know, I'm curious what happens in the future. Very curious, you know? But yeah, that's about it. Good movie, man. Oh my god, the lead actress, I forgot her name, but she is so gorgeous. Holy shit. Look, like, every time I see her on screen, like, wow, she's gorgeous. I'm literally just sitting here just thinking about how beautiful she is. I don't know if I've ever seen her in another movie, though. Have I ever seen another movie? I don't know. I would know if I have. I haven't. I don't think I have. She is fucking gorgeous. Like, she is a, like, you, I look at her in a movie and I'm like, she, it really feels like the screen got brighter. Simply because she's on screen, the screen got brighter. Like, wow. And she's lighter skinned too. That just goes to tell you. You can't hate somebody if they look that beautiful, you know? if everybody's fair skinned, everybody just looks beautiful to everybody. And it is what it is, you know? And you can date people based on their personality and who they are, you know? And that's it, you know? No, you know, color, you know, bias or whatever, colorism, whatever you want to call it. Just everybody loves each other for the content of their character and not the color of their skin, you know? But yeah, that's all I wanted to say. Thank you guys so much for listening. Love yourselves and love others, and have a good night. Cinco Nation. Peace.